As you may be aware, the Erie County Democratic executives met right across the street from your campaign headquarters earlier today. They said, in essence, and everybody can jump in here with me, that in essence, number one, you are still collecting donations from Carl Paladino, and that as such, they raise serious questions about your Democratic bona fides, and that you would possibly run on an independent party line ticket, and that even you could be a stalking horse for the Republican Party in this community. What's your response to all that?
That's a lot. It's a lot. Well, first, my campaign has not accepted one single donation from Carl Paladino. And I've been very clear in the past about how I felt about some of the things Mr. Paladino has done and said. And I've been very public about that. He has not been part of my campaign and isn't part of my campaign. And this is something that the Democratic committee and its handpicked candidate for mayor are doing. They're throwing this against the wall in order to scare voters. And it's really silly that they keep bringing it up. But, you know, as far as the independent line that we've created, this is what you're forced to do sometimes in Erie County because of the Erie County Democratic Committee, where you've got a chairman who's got an inherent conflict as elections commissioner, where they orchestrate their endorsement processes for their hand-picked candidates. This is what you're forced to do, but we turned in 10,000 signatures from across Buffalo from people that are almost exclusively Democrats. And I would tell you that I was born and raised a Democrat, and I am more of a Democrat than the vast majority of them in the way they operate. I can tell you that.
Didn't Mr. Paladino, William Paladino, host a fundraiser for you at one point?
Yeah, William Paladino is not Carl Paladino.
But he is part of Ellicott Development.
He's the president of Ellicott Development, one of the, if not the largest landowner in the city of Buffalo, who the city of Buffalo has done business with for decades. Billy Paladino is a personal friend of mine from when I was very young. And again, Billy Paladino is not Carl Paladino. And Carl Paladino has not donated to this campaign or any other campaign of mine in quite a long time because of some of the things he's done and said and conversations I subsequently had with him about how I felt about some of those things. So again, this is a scare tactic by Senator Sean Ryan in an effort to scare people in this campaign. He thinks this scares people, but that's what you do when you're desperate in campaigns. You start throwing things against the wall, anything you can to try and make things stick.
So what do you think of that messaging today from the Erie County Democrats?
I think it's comical. And I think it's quite frankly hypocritical. You've got a hand-picked candidate. You all watched the endorsement process play out for the Erie County Democratic Committee and how the goalpost was constantly moved, and they had their hand-picked candidate who was also running on another line, I remind you. So again, the hypocrisy is comical, and I hope you guys call it out.
So to be clear on the party lines, you don't have plans then to, like, you're not going to be running on the Republican line?
I've been very clear about this, and I've been very clear about it at candidates' forums, despite what some other outlets have reported throughout that endorsement process. I have not had a single solitary conversation with the Erie County Republican Party, the Erie County Conservative Party, about their endorsement. I am not pursuing their endorsement, and will not.
If you lose, to be
I'm
honest.
I'm not going to lose.
Okay, well, things can happen. Would you reconsider that position at all?
I am running in the Democratic primary, and I have secured a ballot spot in the November election through the Good Neighbors Party.
I guess just so when you say this is desperation, he does have the endorsement. Do you feel it's an uphill battle, or do you feel you're even right now?
Well,
you're running even.
I think he was the handpicked candidate. And I think if you talk to the other people who went through that process, they'll tell you the same thing about how the goalpost was moved throughout. So, again, it's laughable to me that the leaders who orchestrated that would then call me out for trying to secure a ballot position when their handpicked candidate has another line as well.
Those party members were very steadfast in saying that, look, that whole endorsement process was fair. Do you still see it like that?
There were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people in the process. Go ask the 9 of them, and I think you'll figure out how fair and impartial it was. Again, the goalpost was moved. Originally, it was the 27 zone chairs in the city of Buffalo were going to determine that. Then it was, make sure you talk to the county chairs and make sure you talk to this person, once people started to make inroads with certain people who were going to be part of that. So again, it's like I said when it happened, this live by the sword, die by the sword. It's part of the game. And again, to just come out and question someone who goes out and works, and our team has been out collecting signatures all across Buffalo. 10,000 people have signed on our petitions to make sure we're on the ballot because they're tired of that behavior. It's not how we operate. We have hundreds of volunteers from across this city out collecting signatures. 10,000 people signing those petitions, and because of that, we'll be on the ballot all through the fall.